أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فوربك لنسألنهم أجمعين عما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 92 and 93 of Surah Al-Hijr. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the last ayat spoke about Al-Muqtasimeen, those who divided the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat insofar as the previous scriptures were concerned, those who divided themselves in Makkah Mukarramah to put a stop to people listening to the words of the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, فَوَا رَبِّكْ and قَسَمْ of your Rabb, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Allah ta'ala takes a qasam on his own self, and he says, لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, that we will most certainly question all of them all together, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, about what they had done. This questioning is obvious, will be on the day of Qiyamah. Now when we look at the other ayat of the Quran, for example, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ. In Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah Ta'ala says, on that day, no insan, no jinn will be asked about any of their sins. In these kind of ayat, Allah Ta'ala is taking a qasam, which is emphasis, لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ, in its construction, the lam, the tajdeed on the noon, is all with very great emphasis that we will undoubtedly, most certainly question them. Now when we have this in the Quran Sharif, then it boggles the mind. But always Allah's rahmah on this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the tabi'een and some sahaba saw this in the Quran Sharif, then what did they do? They went to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the leader of the mufassireen among sahaba and tabi'een, the leader of this ummah in tafsir. And they put this question to him, that here we see other ayats in Surah Araf and other places, Allah is going to question, Allah is going to ask. Then there are ayat that Allah Ta'ala will not question, Allah will not ask. So he explained a very simple explanation, is that whatever a person has done, the evidence is already there, the knowledge is already with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah is not going to question to find out for information purposes. Allah is not going to do that to ascertain. But the questioning is going to be more with regards to the person that is being asked, for him to be rebuked, for him to be admonished as a criminal in the courts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then we find in Tirmidhi Sharif a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to this ayah, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that each person on the day of Qiyamah will be asked about Iman, he will be asked about the Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those that didn't bring Iman, obviously they failed the question. Those that brought Iman, the second part of the question is that did they fulfill the covenant of this Kalima? In other words, that will be a question that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will ask. Already in the knowledge of Allah it is known. Already in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala there is no doubt whatsoever. But there it will be asked so that a person can introspect and a person can then his regret and his remorse. So hence in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person that says La ilaha illallah with ikhlas, with sincerity, will enter Jannah. So what is the covenant about? So when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to leave all those things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prohibited. Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah used to say that this iman is not just a lip service. This kalima is not only something that we must recite. Definitely it is meritorious. There is a lot of benefit, there is a lot of reward, a lot of virtue. But the kalima is supposed to be a certitude that enters the heart of a person. That is, that iman that enters the heart of the person. And when that iman enters the heart of the person, it motivates one to carry out the commandments of Allah, and it prohibits a person from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayat, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to question, and Allah will question whatever Allah ta'ala so desires. But one thing we find in the hadith, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will question us about our iman. Did we fulfill the covenant of the iman? ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then in the Quran Sharif in itself, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, you will certainly, again, there is a great deal of emphasis, you will certainly be asked on the day of Qiyamah about the ni'mah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala's ni'mat. Now it is a lengthy hadith, just one part of the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the narrator. He says that on the day of Qiyamah, each person, Allah will bring Allah's ni'mat to the person. And Allah will ask, what did you do regarding these ni'mats? So it is very important for us to know that we will be questioned about our iman. We will be questioned about the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah ta'ala gives once again that consolement, that solace to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they will be asked, they will certainly be asked about the deeds, amma kanu ya'malun, what they had carried out. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.